Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 1, Episode 6.
Ciao a tutti e bentornati dopo una lunga pausa estiva qui con noi a Coffee Break Italian Magazine. Io sono Francesca.
E io sono Mark e siamo molto contenti di essere tornati ancora una volta con Coffee Break Italian.
Certo, mi siete mancati tutti, anche tu Mark
e anche
mi sei
tu, Francesca.
Mancato. Come stai?
Bene, bene, rilassato.
Sì, abbronzato.
Ah, un pochino. Anche tu?
Sì, un pochino anch'io.
Allora dimmi, cosa hai fatto durante le vacanze?
Ah, beh, sono tornata in Italia.
Sì, sì. Tutto bene?
Tutto bene, ho visto la mia famiglia, i miei amici, sì. E ho fatto un viaggetto a Roma.
E hai fatto forse qualche altro viaggio?
Sì, ho fatto un viaggio veramente speciale.
Dove?
Sono andata in Cile.
In Cile,
in
wow!
In Cile, in Sud America, sì.
E com'è andato?
Non posso, non ho le parole per dirti. È stato veramente speciale. Una mia amica, una delle mie migliori amiche vive a Santiago, è cilena. E così ho usato questa scusa per andarla a trovare, per rivederla dopo tanti anni e ho approfittato per viaggiare un po' per tutto il paese poi.
Wow, sono geloso.
Lo so, saluto tutte le persone cilene meravigliose che ho incontrato in questo viaggio.
Benissimo.
Hola a todos.
E hai praticato un po' il tuo spagnolo?
Il mio itagnolo.
Itagnolo.
Sì. Allora, e tu cosa hai fatto?
Io ho praticato un po' il mio svedese,
ah,
o sfinglese forse. Siamo andati a Stoccolmo.
Ah, Stoccolma.
Stoccolma,
sì.
Stoccolma in italiano, ok. E abbiamo passato qualche giorno lì,
wow.
Abbiamo fatto un po' di cose turistiche. E poi siamo andati anche a Mallorca, in Spagna.
Sì, la tua città, o la non città, ma la meta
isola
preferita.
Sì, 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 sì. Per rilassarci un po' e poi sì, riprendere un po' l'energia,
certo,
per questo nuovo anno.
E certo, adesso siamo pieni di energia, carichi per iniziare allora.
Per iniziare forse a ballare.
A ballare? Ah, ma hai guardato i miei appunti, Mark?
Ho guardato un po'.
Curiosone! Allora sai già di che cosa parleremo oggi?
Allora, un uccellino mi ha detto che oggi parleremo di un ballo italiano tradizionale.
Sì, questo uccellino è ben informato.
Allora, di che cosa parleremo?
Oggi parleremo della tarantella.
La tarantella, mi viene già voglia di ballare.
Ah, che bello! Sono sicura che tutti voi, appena sentite la parola tarantella, immediatamente avete voglia di ballare, saltellare o almeno muovere un po' i piedi, vero? Ma se potete, state fermi ancora per un paio di minuti, perché oggi voglio raccontarvi qualche curiosità su quella che forse è la danza italiana più nota all'estero, la tarantella, appunto. Ma che cosa significa il nome tarantella? L'origine non è certa, ma quasi probabilmente si tratta della versione dialettale della parola tarantola, un tipo di ragno velenoso. Siete confusi? Cosa c'entrano i ragni con le danze? Ora ve lo spiego. Allora, torniamo un po' indietro nel tempo, più o meno nel XVII secolo, quando molte persone lavoravano nei campi e venivano spesso punte da insetti. Il morso della tarantola poteva portare a conseguenze terribili: dolori fortissimi, agitazione, convulsioni, attacchi epilettici, fino a far entrare la persona, spesso una donna, in uno stato di trance. Secondo la tradizione popolare, solo grazie al movimento del corpo e alla conseguente sudorazione ci si poteva liberare del veleno. Quindi si utilizzava la musica per aiutare la povera vittima a muoversi in maniera più veloce e ritmica e come strumento di purificazione. Forse voi starete ridendo, ma all'epoca c'erano addirittura gruppi di suonatori che giravano per le campagne e medici che studiavano questo fenomeno. Oggigiorno la tarantella è una danza molto diffusa in tutto il sud Italia e la gente si diverte a ballarla in varie occasioni, come matrimoni e feste di paese. Ma anche oltre i confini italiani potete trovare corsi di tarantella, quindi cercate quello più vicino a casa vostra e iscrivetevi subito. Ah, ancora una cosa prima di finire. Non stupitevi se sentite fare questa domanda a una persona particolarmente di cattivo umore o un po' nevrastenica. Ma che cos'hai oggi? Ti ha morso la tarantola?
I have to say I've never heard the story behind the tarantella.
Davvero?
I've obviously heard of the dance. In fact, I should tell you this. I don't know whether you know this, but we work with a guy in Nashville, Tennessee, called Jeff Smith, a fantastic guy who has always written all our theme tunes for all the different Coffee Break shows. And when I contacted Jeff saying we're going to be running a Coffee Break Italian, we're going to be starting a Coffee Break Italian, we'd love you to write a theme tune for this. He said, so what kind of thing do you want, Mark? And I said, well, we'd love a tarantella dance. So there you go. If you want to dance a tarantella, you can do so to the Coffee Break Italian theme tune.
Ah, guarda un po'. I must say, Mark, I didn't know much about tarantella either. Mm-hmm. But an Italian friend of mine here in Scotland, she dances and plays in a group based in Edinburgh, and they often dance tarantella. So she told me a little bit about the origin of this wonderful Italian dance. So that's why I know a little bit more now.
Fantastic. Who knew that there were tarantella dancers in Scotland?
They are amazing.
Okay, let's go back through the text. And of course, in this way, we'll be able to get into the language and talk a little more about the language. So Francesca, take it away.
Sono sicura che tutti voi...
I am sure that all of you...
Appena sentite la parola tarantella...
So as soon as you hear the word tarantella...
Immediatamente avete voglia di ballare.
You immediately... have a desire to dance, you want to dance, so avere voglia di fare qualcosa,
sì.
To want to do something, or you have a desire to do something.
Di saltellare.
Saltellare, is that to sort of jump about, or to
sì,
bounce?
To bounce, to hop.
Okay.
O almeno muovere un po' I piedi.
Or at least to move a little the feet.
Vero?
Isn't that correct? Yes, it is indeed correct.
Ma se potete...
But if you can...
State fermi ancora per un paio di minuti.
Hold back a little, stop for a couple of minutes.
Perché oggi voglio raccontarvi qualche curiosità.
Because today I want to tell you some curiosities, some interesting facts.
Su quella che forse è la danza italiana più nota all'estero.
About that which perhaps is the Italian dance most noted abroad.
Sì.
Noted or most famous,
famous or
most well-known.
Renowned.
Renowned, yeah. Good word, good word. So I want to tell you some interesting things su quella, about that. And the quella there is feminine because we're talking about la danza italiana. So about what is perhaps the most famous Italian dance abroad.
La tarantella, appunto.
The tarantella, in fact.
Ma che cosa significa il nome tarantella?
But what does the name tarantella mean?
L'origine non è certa.
As with many things, the origin isn't certain.
Ma quasi probabilmente si tratta della versione dialettale della parola tarantola.
But almost certainly, ma quasi probabilmente, almost probably, if you like, it concerns the version in dialect of the word tarantula.
Un tipo di ragno velenoso.
A type of poisonous spider.
Siete confusi?
Are you confused?
Cosa c'entrano I ragni con le danze?
This is an interesting construction. Cosa c'entrano? What there enters the spiders with the dances.
Sì.
So what do spiders have to do with dances?
Esatto. Sì, un'espressione che usiamo spesso. Cosa c'entra?
Okay, what's that got to do with things?
Sì.
Okay, cosa c'entra? But here we're talking about I ragni, so there's a plural verb. Cosa c'entrano
sì.
I ragni con le danze?
Ora ve lo spiego.
I know. Ora ve lo spiego. So, spiego, I explain. Lo spiego, I explain it. Ve lo spiego, to you, it, I explain. However, the normal word to you is vi.
Vi.
And we're talking you plural here.
Sì.
But because vi lo spiego sounds a little funny to an Italian brain,
sì.
We change that to ve lo spiego.
Sì.
We've
sì.
heard this before.
Sì, for phonetic reasons, mi, ti, ci, and vi, when combined with a direct object pronoun, become me, te, ce, and ve.
Perfetto. Okay, let's continue with the text.
Allora, torniamo un po' indietro nel tempo.
Okay, let us go back a little in time.
Più o meno nel XVII secolo.
More or less in the 17th century.
Quando molte persone lavoravano nei campi.
When many people used to work in the fields.
E venivano spesso punte da insetti.
And were often bitten by insects.
Esatto.
Now that's venire,
sì.
which literally means to come, but we use venire with a past participle, and it's like using essere with
sì.
a past participle as a passive structure.
It's basically an alternative to essere when you create a passive in Italian. You could have said erano punte da insetti.
So they were bitten by insects. Punte is a strange past participle.
Sì, è irregolare, like most of ere verbs. The infinitive is pungere, and the past participle is punto.
Punto. But here we're talking about punte because we're talking about molte persone.
Sì.
Okay, so these people were unfortunately bitten by insects.
Il morso della tarantola.
The bite of the tarantula.
Poteva portare a conseguenze terribili.
Could lead to terrible consequences.
Dolori fortissimi.
Very strong pains.
Agitazione.
Agitation.
Convulsioni.
Convulsions.
Sì. Attacchi epilettici.
Epileptic attacks.
Fino a far entrare la persona.
Right up to making the person,
spesso una donna,
often a woman,
in uno stato di trance.
Enter into a state of trance.
Esatto.
See what we did there? Fino a far entrare la persona. We've got the far entrare. Entrare comes straight after the fare there. Fino a far entrare la persona in uno stato di trance. But in English, we would have to say right up to making the person enter into a state of trance. So we put the person, the object there comes before what they did enter into a state of trance.
Esatto, interessante. Secondo la tradizione popolare,
according to the popular tradition,
solo grazie al movimento del corpo,
only thanks to the movement of the body,
e alla conseguente sudorazione,
and thanks to the sweating that happened as a result of this dancing, the consequences of the dancing,
ci si poteva liberare del veleno.
Oh, Francesca,
dimmi.
Ci si poteva liberare del
veleno. Ti piace,
veleno.
Lo so.
Mi piace, è un po' complicato comunque.
No, se guardiamo passo per passo non è complicato.
Okay, let's look at the step by step then.
Okay, so we're dealing with the verb liberarsi.
To liberate oneself.
Esatto, un verbo riflessivo. Mm-hmm. So we need to place the reflexive pronoun somewhere.
Yep, okay.
But this is also an impersonal structure. So we don't know who was liberating himself or herself from the poison. So the subject is or would be a si impersonale.
Okay, just
one,
as we could say, si parla italiano.
Si.
Italian is spoken here, one speaks Italian.
Esatto.
So we are using then the si, first of all, as this impersonal structure.
Si. But also there is the C for the reflexive.
Yep.
So we would end up, theoretically, with two C. Si poteva liberare. And this is not possible in Italian.
Okay.
So to avoid the CC, the first C is simply turned into a C.
A C.
Ci si poteva. So nothing to do with the C of ci sono, there are. It's nothing to do with that.
Can I ask a question?
Si.
Is this done for the same reasons? For example, we looked earlier at ve lo spiego. So is it just sound reasons?
Sì, it's for the phonetics.
The phonetics.
Because if you think of it, CC, it doesn't sound right or it doesn't flow well. So CC.
Sounds better.
Sì. Yeah.
And this happens in lots of languages. We just say things not necessarily because of their grammatical constructions, but just to make them sound
for
better.
The sound, sì.
And the worst thing for a learner when you're talking to a native speaker is very often the native speaker, unless they're a very experienced Italian teacher like yourself, they don't know why it is. And that's why it makes it very difficult for the learners.
Sì, but it makes you think.
It makes you think. Good. So, ci si poteva liberare del veleno. As a result of the sweating that happened as a consequence of the dancing, one was able to liberate oneself of the poison.
Esatto, sì. And then another sì, quindi si utilizzava la musica.
Therefore, the music was used, or one used the music.
Per aiutare la povera vittima.
To help the poor victim.
A muoversi in maniera più veloce e ritmica.
To move him or herself in a faster and more rhythmical way.
Way, sì. E come strumento di purificazione.
And as an instrument of purification.
Sì, wow. Forse voi starete ridendo.
Anche noi stiamo ridendo.
Sì, sì.
So perhaps you will be laughing. So starete there, from the verb stare, but this is the future tense.
Sì.
You will be laughing.
It's a future, though, which is used not with the idea of future, but it's a different function. It's used to make an hypothesis.
Yeah.
So we are not really sure what our listeners are doing.
Exactly.
But by using the future, we are kind of guessing that they are laughing.
Yeah.
So you might be not reading, laughing. Sto pensando. Sì, faccio sempre questo errore.
But in fact, this works in English as well. Perhaps you will be laughing. We don't mean you will be laughing next year or tomorrow.
Esatto.
It's just perhaps you'll be laughing. We're hypothesizing that you're going to be laughing.
Ma all'epoca c'erano addirittura gruppi di suonatori.
But in the time, at that time, there were even groups of players, performers.
Che giravano per le campagne.
Who went around the countryside.
E medici che studiavano questo fenomeno.
And doctors who used to study this phenomenon. Now, let's just look at our verbs here. All'epoca, at the time, c'erano. A nice imperfect tense there, gruppi di suonatori, che giravano, who used to go around, medici che studiavano, and medics or doctors who used to study. So all nice imperfect verbs.
Perfetto.
Because we're talking about what used to happen.
Sì, over a long period of time, and it's a repeated action, so it's not a one-off.
Exactly.
But it's repeated. Oggigiorno la tarantella è una danza molto diffusa in tutto il sud Italia.
So we're now moving to these days, in the present, oggigiorno, today day.
Sì, nowadays.
The tarantella is a dance which is diffused, sì. Literally, a literal translation, but it's performed throughout the south of Italy.
E la gente si diverte a ballarla.
And people enjoy dancing it.
In varie occasioni.
In different or many occasions. Let's just go back to ballarla,
sì.
Because we've got ballare, the dance, to dance, but ballarla, la is referring to?
La tarantella.
La tarantella. So, not il ballo,
no,
but
no,
la
tarantella.
Tarantella.
Sì.
So people enjoy themselves dancing it in many occasions, in many situations.
Come matrimoni.
Like weddings.
E feste di paese.
And village parties, village festivals.
Sì. Ma anche oltre i confini italiani.
But also beyond the confines of Italy, beyond the Italian borders.
Sì. Potete trovare corsi di tarantella.
You can find tarantella courses.
Quindi cercate quello più vicino a casa vostra.
Therefore, a command form here.
Sì.
Try or look for, rather. Cercate quello più vicino a casa vostra. Look for the one closest to your house.
E iscrivetevi subito.
And sign up straight away. There's a nice command form with a reflexive pronoun stuck on the end. Iscrivetevi.
Subito.
Esatto. Okay, so sign up straight away.
Sì. Ah, ancora una cosa prima di finire.
One more thing, something else before finishing.
Non stupitevi.
The same again. Non stupitevi. So
sì.
We've got exactly the same situation there. We've got stupire.
Sì.
To be surprised.
Sì.
And stupite, or stupirsi rather, is a reflexive.
It's a reflexive.
So don't be surprised. Non stupitevi.
Se sentite fare questa domanda.
If you hear this question being made.
A una persona particolarmente di cattivo umore.
To someone who is in a particularly bad mood.
O un po' nevrastenica.
Or a little nevrastenica, I do not
sì.
know.
Irritable?
Irritable, ok. Nevrastenica.
Sì, un po' così. Okay. Ma che cos'hai oggi?
What's wrong with you today? What have you got today, literally?
Ti ha morso la tarantola?
Have you been bitten by the tarantula?
Sì.
Okay, now, hopefully, every time you hear the Coffee Break Italian theme, now you can dance around and make sure that you don't get bitten by any spiders or anything else.
Oh, no.
as a result. That's where we're going to leave it for now. We'll be back in just a moment with our phone-in. Now, if you would like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you may be interested in signing up for the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. For each episode of the magazine, we also provide a transcript with lesson notes, vocabulary lists, and exercises to help you get the most out of this course. Head over to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. This is the part of the show where the listeners of Coffee Break Italian become the stars of the show. And today we've got an interesting question following up on something that we've discussed previously. Let's have a listen.
Buongiorno, Mark e Francesca. This is Gianna from Maine. I am a student of Coffee Break Italian, and in one of your videos, you mentioned that you would be reviewing the difference between essere and stare. I wondered if you could also include the difference between restare and rimanere. These both mean to remain and to stay, and I wondered if you could expound on the differences and when you would use one over the other. Thank you so much, and I hope to get a response from you soon. Bye.
Grazie mille, Gianna. Now, we have already discussed stare and essere. That was in episode 4, but si. The question from Gianna came in before we released episode 4. So let's focus instead on rimanere and restare. Francesca, over to you.
Grazie, Mark. Grazie, Gianna, per la tua domanda e complimenti per il tuo italiano. The difference between restare e rimanere, which means to stay or to remain, as you rightly said, is really very, very, very subtle. And I hope not to disappoint you, but I can say that restare and rimanere are basically synonyms. So you can use one or the other. However, if we want to be really, really, really precise, we can observe a subtle difference between these two verbs. And we can say that rimanere is more linked to the idea of time, while restare is more linked to the idea of place. And I'll give you an example. You could say, questa sera restiamo a casa. And this is more probably grammatically correct because we have a place, casa. So restare is more appropriate with something describing a place. The example with rimanere could be, perché non rimanete ancora qualche minuto? Why don't you stay another couple of minutes? And in this case, the focus is on time, qualche minuto. Therefore, rimanere is probably more appropriate. However, you are free to change that order. And you can also say, questa sera rimaniamo a casa, or perché non restate ancora qualche minuto? And there both sentences are perfectly correct. I think the majority of Italian native speakers are not aware of this subtle nuance. So please, Gianna, don't worry and use one or the other or both. And yes, I hope you found this helpful. Grazie, ciao.
So with Coffee Break Italian, you can end up being more aware of some of these very small nuances of the language, more so than some native speakers. That's what we like to hear. I think actually that for me, that's one of the things that I love most about language, when there are these slight nuances, and knowing those slight nuances does make you feel quite good sometimes.
A wee proud moment.
A wee proud moment to note in your wee jotter there, Francesca. I love it. Okay, if you have a question for Francesca, then make sure you phone in your question or send us a voicemail with your question. You can do so by going to coffeebreakquestions.com or simply record your question on your mobile phone, your cell phone, and send it to us as an email. Use the Voice Memos app or whatever on your phone, and you can then send that by email to radiolingua@gmail.com, and we'll be very delighted to receive your question and possibly include it in a future episode.
Sì, le aspettiamo.
Allora, Francesca, hai una ciliegina sulla torta oggi per noi.
Come sempre, Mark, non voglio deluderti.
Allora, dai.
Allora, beh, l'episodio di oggi sulla tarantella mi ha fatto un po' pensare e così mi è venuto in mente un modo di dire molto simpatico per restare in tema o per rimanere in tema.
Certo.
Per rimanere in tema di balli e danze.
Ok.
Quando il gatto non c'è, i topi ballano.
Ah, okay, I recognize this. So when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Esatto, sì.
But in Italian, the mice don't play.
No, the mice dance, la tarantella probabilmente. Quando il gatto non c'è, i topi ballano.
So literally, when the cat is not there, when there's no cat, the mice dance.
Sì.
I love it. Well, that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you're glad we're back after our summer break and that you've enjoyed this episode. I've certainly learned some new things in this episode.
Sono contenta.
If you would like to learn more from this episode and indeed from all the other episodes of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you can head over to coffeebreakitalian.com and just follow the links for the magazine there. And with our premium edition, you'll be able to access the transcript of the lesson. And that's a transcript of all the Italian included in the lesson, not just the main text. So all of the chatting that Francesca and I do, it's all written out there, and you will also get some vocabulary to help you understand everything that's going on. We also provide a vocabulary list, and the idea of the vocabulary list is that you can check what you've learned in the episode by covering up the English and seeing if you understand the Italian words, and then doing the opposite, covering up the Italian, looking at the English words, and see if you can come up with the Italian for those words. So that's the vocabulary list. There's also an exercise to give you further practice on something that we've covered.
Two exercises, Mark.
I apologize. Two exercises. That will give you further practice in one or two of the things that we've covered in this episode.
And so, two translation tasks.
Of course. That's all at coffeebreakitalian.com. È tutto per oggi?
Sì, direi di sì.
Grazie mille e ci vediamo nella prossima puntata di Coffee Break Italian.
A presto, ciao, grazie.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.